This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Pass the popcorn over here, Ann. Let me know when we're back on radio. Are you back? You're back? Okay. Anyway, I'm going to have to go ahead and... you got it in my hand. What am I supposed to do? Huh?
I say go ahead and...
Popcorn?
Eat the popcorn.
Popcorn. Good popcorn. We got free popcorn here. Well, that's one of the benefits of working here at this ministry. Here you go, Ann. Pass that back to JJ. Isn't it JJ, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You take advantage of the popcorn, Ann?
Sometimes. I usually treat myself once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Free coffee, free popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Well, if not free, somebody pays for it.
That's right. It's not like socialism.
Anyway, it's good. Good popcorn. Popcorn is good for you. Is it healthy?
I don't put
too much butter on it.
I think it's okay.
Okay. Just okay, like the commercial?
Right.
All right. Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. Tim, Ann, and JJ, we thank you for listening to Trivia Friday, and we're going to repeat our questions and get back to the phones. Ann, what do you got?
All right. One of the actors who played James Bond wore a toupee during the filming. Who was it?
I wouldn't be proud of that if I were him. You know, James Bond wearing a toupee just doesn't sound right, does it?
This is probably a leak.
Okay.
It's probably leaked out after the fact.
Okay.
What breed?
I hope it isn't Sean Connery. That's all I got to say.
Okay. What breed of dog gets its name from the German meaning to splash?
Mm-hmm.
And what song was most played on American radio, not necessarily American Family Radio, in the 20th century?
All right, JJ.
Here's what I've got. How many strikes do you have to roll to have a perfect 300 score in bowling? I'm surprised that has not been answered.
Hey, I got it right here. I don't want anybody to see it.
Yes. How many strikes do you have to roll to have a perfect 300 score in bowling? Second question, what is the third letter of the Greek alphabet? And then I'll add one. What is the common name for nitrous oxide? What is the common name for nitrous oxide?
Common name for what?
Nitrous oxide. You know what it is if you...
I used to have a neighbor by that name.
nitrous oxide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But not a very nice lady either, if I remember correctly. All right. But that was a very popular name back in the day.
Back in the day.
Nitrous was. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. My questions, most all of mine have been answered except for this one. What's the difference between a pig and a hog?
You can't use the hog in that this little hog went to the market, this little hog stayed home.
That is
this
one difference, JJ.
This little hog had roast beef, this not little hog had none. Yeah, you can't use the hog that way.
No, you can't. What's the difference between a pig and a hog? There is a difference, and I want to know the answer to that. I'm surprised that has not been answered yet. And I'll add one. What prophet wrote the last book in the Old Testament? What prophet wrote the last book in the Old Testament? All right, let's get back to the phones. I think Mark's up next in North Carolina. How you doing, Mark?
Doing good.
Thanks for calling, brother. Where do you live in North Carolina?
I actually live in Granite Falls, which is pretty close to Hickory. I heard the lady before from Hickory there. But
yes, sir. Well, listen, thanks for calling, Mark. You want to answer, ask, or both?
Kind of both, I guess.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
How many strikes for a 300 game?
Yes, sir. Mark, how many strikes do you have to roll for a perfect 300 score in bowling?
That would be 12.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
That's right. Now, what you have to roll in 9 frames, you have to roll a strike 9 times. Then in the 10th frame, it's kind of like if you get a strike, you get a chance to go again, then you get a chance to go again. So it's 9 strikes. Then in the 10th frame, you have to roll 3 strikes.
So it's 12 consecutive. Right.
12 strikes in a row.
Wow. Yeah. People do that?
Yeah, I know. I've got an uncle that rolled a 300 game. Yeah, he actually rolled 2. And he was what do you call it, a competitive bowler?
Bowler.
But what about you, Mark? What's the highest score you've ever gotten in bowling?
289, the highest I've ever got.
Wow.
18 in a row. Yeah.
Wow. Now, which strike did you miss? You didn't wait till the very last and have the pressure on you, did you?
No, actually, I spared in the first frame and threw 10 and then got a 9 on the last ball. So.
Wow. That's amazing.
But I know a lot of people have had 300 that a young guy I bowl with. He's had three or four of them. But
that many?
I hadn't been fortunate enough to get one yet.
Well, I'll tell you, anybody who can bowl high 200s, you got a lot of bragging rights there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
But you know, you can always strive for more, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, hit
well,
that.
I bowl in a couple of leagues, so me and my wife bowl together some, and gotcha. So we have a good time there.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, what's your question for us?
Okay, it's kind of a question, actually maybe kind of a comment, but do you know how to get a 300 bowling game without throwing a strike?
How do you get
you got to pay somebody off.
pay one of those college admission people. Get some of them to just pay and get you a 300 score. Now, this is going to be a riddle or some kind of a – it's not going to be a forfeit. I'm going to say it's something like you're in a tournament and the other person forfeits, and they just give you a 300 score. That's going to be my guess. Tim, Ann?
Well, I don't know. Mark's going to have to answer this one.
Yeah, we're stumped, Mark.
Well, it's kind of tricky, but in a way, you'll see what I'm talking about. They are tournaments that you can bowl in where it's called a no-tap, which means the 9 is a strike.
It means a
and,
what?
If you bowl in a tournament, it's called a no-tap tournament. That actually means if you get 9 or a strike, it's a strike. You don't have to get 10. You can get 9. It's considered a strike. So if you was in one of those tournaments, you could actually throw 12 nines and have a 300.
Okay.
That's outcome based bowling.
So it's kind of tricky, but it's just a
challenge
tournament.
Bowling with a handicap
makes it a thing. Probably a little bit more fun.
Like built-in bumpers.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah, It's still not easy to do because sometimes it's hard to get 9, but actually there are tournaments around that they're called no-tap, and you can, like I say, if you get 9, it counts as a strike. So.
Hey, that's Mark, good. Good golfers have the spin on the ball. I guess you toss it with a spin, don't you?
I try to put what I can on it. Now, these new younger guys, they're using two hands, and they can really light it up.
Yeah. Using two hands?
You ought to watch them.
I'm too old.
I've never seen anybody use two hands.
Huh?
Yeah, my uncle showed me how you throw. I mean, like you're throwing down the gutter. Looks like it's going to be a gutter ball.
Yeah, I'm hanging off the edge.
Right, but right when you release it, you throw your hand up there like you're shaking hands with somebody. You don't do it underhanded. Isn't that right, Mark? You just do it straight out like you're shaking hands with them. And that ball goes, and then it spins right there in the pocket, and you get a strike.
Right.
Yeah, sir. That's pretty much the way you do it. Of course, you can have the balls bored different ways with weight in it, and there's a certain amount of weight you can put in there, and it helps it to turn, but you still have to throw it right, you know, to get it to its thing. So,
that's interesting.
You're right about that.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, Mark. That's one of those. Go ahead.
Yeah, times have changed so much because back in when I was in high school, if we'd go to the bowling alley on a, you know, whatever night, just a bunch of kids hanging out, it'd just be, you walk in there and you were smoke was so thick you could barely remember those days?
I remember that.
Huh?
Yeah.
You remember how common cigarette smoking used to be just everywhere, but especially bowling alleys and
Waffle House.
just everybody light out. Anyway, it just, I just never will forget those. Seeing that. Trivia, well, you were going to say something.
Oh, right? I was just going to say that I've sit around and do a lot of thinking, and I remembered years ago that I was thinking that the bowling alley had not changed in my lifetime. This was about 20 or 30 years ago.
In Owensboro?
No, anywhere in America. I thought, you know, you take your kids, hey, we're going to go to the bowling alley. It's like stepping into a time capsule because there's the sound of the ball rolling down the wooden lane.
Right, that doesn't change.
And the crashes and things. And this was before the electronic scoreboard.
Right.
But just the sounds and the atmosphere. And I thought, wow, this takes me back because nothing's changed since, you know, all those years ago.
You're right. Except that they do have the
it's different.
They have the automatic score
Right.
Keeping there for you. You don't have to keep score anymore.
Right. And then, like you said, now that it's smoke free for however many years.
You remember going in bowling alley?
I sure do, now that you've said it. Yeah. But the bowling shirt and renting your shoes, and the shoes didn't change. They were the same. Yeah. Everything just kind of, you know, was the same thing.
Yeah. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
It's on the air, and we're taking your calls. We got 15 more minutes here. Ann, repeat your questions, please.
Sure. One of the actors who played James Bond wore a toupee during the filming. Who was it?
It ain't right, but he did it.
What breed of dog gets its name from the German meaning to splash? And what song was most played on American radio in the 20th century?
Here's what I've got. What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet? You got alpha, beta. Those of you that, you know a little bit about sororities or fraternities. What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet? Second question, what is the common name for nitrous oxide? You have gone to get a procedure done, and they've used nitrous oxide on you, and it's got a very common name.
I thought that was Greek for banana pudding.
Is that nitrous oxide?
It's not?
It's not.
Okay. All right, here are my two questions. What's the difference between a pig and a hog? This is getting embarrassing, people. It really is. Why this hasn't been answered yet. What's the difference between a pig and a hog? And number two, what prophet wrote the last book in the Old Testament? What prophet wrote the last book in the Old Testament? Back to the phones, and Louise is on the line with us from Texas. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Okay, where in Texas do you live?
Waco.
Waco, got a lot of Waco area.
Yeah, we've had a lot of Texas folks and a lot of Waco listeners.
All right, you want to ask, answer, or both, Louise?
Do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I'd like to answer what is the third letter of the Greek alphabet.
What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet, Louise?
Gamma?
Yes. Gamma.
What now?
Gamma? Alpha, beta, gamma.
I was going to go chi.
You got delta. I don't know. I was not in a fraternity.
Where's CHI?
Maybe Louise knows. I don't.
I don't. I just know the first few.
Right.
Alpha, beta, gamma. Rays.
Yeah. Gamma rays.
Is that right? Does that have anything to do with it?
I don't think rays is the next one. I think that's what they use to...
What about doe, a deer, a female... I think that's something different, too. Completely different?
That's different alphabet.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Louise, what's your question for us?
How long was Thomas Edison in public school?
How long was Thomas Edison in public school?
Not very long. He got kicked out, and the teacher sent a note home with him and said that he was an idiot and unable to learn. This is legit. And so he couldn't read, so he said, what's the note say? It said, don't send him back. He's got learning disabilities. He's an idiot, and he's just not gonna be able to learn. So he asked his mom what the note said. She said, it says here that you're too smart for that school, and they want you to continue to learn at home because there's nothing else they can teach you. You're just too smart. You talk about words of affirmation, but I don't remember if that was the third grade or exactly when. But, yeah, they told him he was unable to learn. Boy, look, God has a good sense of humor.
Yes, he was in school for 3 months.
3 months?
And his teacher said his head wasn't right.
Right, unable to learn and made all those inventions.
So really? How old was he at that time?
I don't remember what age, but he was a few years after he was born.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, thanks,
you know,
Louise.
Thomas Edison.
I think he had an invention, a patent a day or
whatever. That was crazy, the number of patents that he had, the number of things he invented. Yeah. Maybe he was just bored with school.
Well, some people have different learning styles, and some people that are so smart are socially awkward. I know that was my case.
Right, I understand, and that can happen. I mean,
there's some disadvantages to being a genius. That's just what I'm trying to say.
And you've lived with it.
I'm able to.
Yeah, but You need to write a book about that. You really do. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go to Levi in Pennsylvania. I think Pennsylvania is the Keystone State.
It is the Keystone State.
Hi, Levi.
Hello.
Where do you live in Pennsylvania?
Southwestern.
Can you smell the Hershey chocolate plant from where you live?
Not from where I live.
Southwest. You said southwestern, southeastern.
Yep. On the border between Pennsylvania and Maryland.
Okay. Yeah, I know where you are. All right. Well, listen. Ask, answer, or both.
Answer.
Which one?
The last book of the Bible, written by a prophet.
Okay. Here's the question. What prophet wrote the last book in the Old Testament, Levi? What's the answer?
Malachi.
Exactly.
Nicely done, Levi.
So, how many years, second question, and if you get this right, I will send you a Trivia Friday t-shirt free, Levi. Well, obviously, I'll send it to you free. And send it to you, send you a bill with it. But anyway, Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament, right?
Yes.
Okay, how many years was there from the Malachi until
Matthew?
400 years.
Right.
Wow.
That's right.
You just won a shirt, Levi.
Yeah, if you'll stay on, that's a great answer because I was talking to Ed Battagliano about this the other day. Ed was telling me that's considered the
silent period.
But we will, Levi, I'm glad you know your Bible like that. We will, if you'll hold on, when we get through answering your question, then Cindy will get your information, and we'll mail you the t-shirt, okay?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, well, go ahead. Ask your question.
Oh, I didn't have a question.
Okay. Thanks, Levi.
Come up with something, Levi. Just challenge us in some way. Give us a Pennsylvania trivia question. Doesn't matter. Just something.
That's hard to do on the spot.
Yeah. Well, you need to be able to, though, if you're going to make it in life. I think you need to, you know what I'm saying? You need to be able to come up with a trivia question. Just
what is the only book of the Bible that doesn't have the word God in it?
Is that Esther?
Esther.
That is correct.
All right. See, you had a good question.
We had
an excellent answer. Levi, listen, thanks for calling, brother, and you're welcome. Have a great
day.
Stay
on the line. Yep.
Yeah, stay on the line. We want to get your address.
That would have been a long... You talk about your prayers hitting the ceiling. That was a long drought, not being able to hear from God.
Oh,
No words from God, no prophets, no minor prophets, major prophets, no words. All those dark ages.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, you know, they started hearing
from God
again.
The light of the world appeared, right?
Yes.
Jesus Christ came on the scene. You're listening to, he was already in existence, he just came to Earth, right? You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We got 6 or 7 minutes left on the program. So for the last time today, we shall now repeat our questions. And Ann, you've got three that haven't been answered, is that right?
Right.
Okay.
One of the actors who played James Bond wore a toupee during the filming. Who was it?
Wrong.
What breed of dog gets its name from the German meaning to splash?
Mm.
And what song was most played on American radio in the 20th century?
JJ?
I'm down to one. What is the common name for nitrous oxide? You've probably had this administered to you. What is the common name for nitrous oxide?
Nitrous oxide.
What's the common name?
Common name. Common name. I just got one question left. And this is it's the pig question. The pig hog question. What's the difference between a pig and a hog? And if we don't get this, I'm going to have to tell everybody what the answer is within the next
time. We're going to have to call Arnold and Mr. Miss Douglas and all of them there from Hooterville.
Do you have any idea what he's doing right there, Ann?
Well, I've heard it multiple times, but I don't know exactly
Green
what the
Acres,
origin is.
It's a little bit weak, though. Yeah.
Yeah. You used to have a better Mr. Haney.
You used to have a better one, right. Yeah.
But still, it's a Mr. Haney from the Green Acres show. All right, what's the difference between a pig and a hog? We go back to Ted. Ted's in Louisiana, the home state of Ann here. Ted, how you doing, brother? Ted?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
Nitrous oxide.
Yeah, here's the question, Ted. What is the common name for nitrous oxide?
Laughing gas.
Laughing gas.
Laughing gas.
And that's what they give you when you go to the dentist. It's nitrous oxide, or
that also
laughing
sounds
gas.
Like it may be like an Indian name, you know? Like Chief, what's the name?
Chief Nitrous Oxide.
Right, which is also known as Chief Laughing Gas. Am I right? Does that not sound?
You can use that. Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay. All right, what's your question for us, Ted?
From the Tooth Tribe.
My question is for J.J. Jasper. However, if he doesn't know the answer, I will show mercy and let him confer with us.
All right, go ahead.
You're breaking up a little bit, Ted. Go ahead.
What kind of lights did Noah use on the ark?
What kind of what?
What kind of lights?
Oh, that'd be floodlights, Ted. Floodlights.
Floodlights.
That's all right. You didn't disappoint me then.
Hey, I know some puns now.
Hey, Ted, I got a question for you, and I ask this question about once a month, but we have new listeners. What's the only state mentioned in the Bible? Ted?
Oh, man, you got me there.
Okay.
You got me there.
All right. Well,
don't know.
Noah opened the ark and saw. What? Did I not make that clear?
It was clear.
Ted, you there?
I think you need to be praying. Yeah.
Oh, Noah opened the Arkansas. So Arkansas is mentioned in the Bible.
I think you need to go to prayer on that one.
You think so? Okay. Well, we'll see about that. But Arkansas mentioned
thanks,
in the Bible.
Thanks, Ted. Have a great weekend.
We don't have time to take any more calls, so we need to get busy answering the questions. So go ahead, Ann.
Okay. One of the actors who played James Bond wore a toupee during the filming. Who was it? Sorry, Tim, it was Sean Connery.
No, say it ain't
hurt.
So.
Oh, I had him in high regard as far as being a man's man. He was kind of, but anyway, disappointing.
What breed of dog gets its name from the German meaning to splash, the poodle? And which song was most played on American radio in the 20th century? You've lost that loving feeling.
The Everly Brothers?
The Righteous Brothers.
Righteous Brothers, yeah.
In 64.
I'm out.
What's the difference between a pig and a hog? Listen up. A pig is a hog. Hog is a generic name for all swine. Got it? But hog is not a pig. In the terminology of hog raising, a pig is a baby hog less than 10 weeks old. So there you go. Now, well, does it all taste the same? Maybe so.
That's why you don't put your money in a hog bank. It's always a piggy bank. And you heard it here on Learning University.
See you next time, folks. Have a great weekend.